94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. It's been a weird world. It's becoming weirder. The reason why licensed clinical social worker Tracy Cardello started talking with us almost 2 years ago now, April of 2020, was to help cope through what we all hoped was 1 year or shorter of a different type of world. And, you know, Tracy, how do you as a therapist treat fears that really don't have any answer? Like if somebody comes to you and says, I fear this pandemic, I need it to end. We don't know. So how do we approach situations we have to face?
It's a big question, right? And, you know, the nature of life is uncertain. And, you know, there is no guarantee of safety for anyone, you know, and we've been pretty accustomed to things being pretty safe and pretty stable. And all of a sudden now they don't feel like they are, which doesn't mean they're not, right? And so most people come through adversity like this pretty well. I think it might be more difficult for children because it's really hard to measure because of their own self-report, right? So they sometimes put on a brave face and say they say they're doing well, but we really have no way of knowing the long-term effects on children for many years to come. For adults, you know, they tend to be a little more resilient, and they can rationalize and reason their way out of situations like this.
When you were talking last week about resolutions and promises to yourself, with so much of the world being uncertain, right? Hey, I'm going to lose weight, but I'll be at the gym every day. That's my resolution. And who knows if gyms are going to be open next week. How do you navigate through not being able to meet your resolution based on what you can and can't control?
Well, I think you can try to meet it anyway. I mean, you know, gyms are not the only place you can exercise. You know, you can commit a time, and it doesn't have to be miles and miles. You can commit yourself a time of day or a distance and just walk in your own neighborhood, get dressed warm, and just get outside, get some fresh air, and get a little exercise that way. So it doesn't have to be something formalized. You know, losing weight is difficult for people. Make a commitment for a small thing, you know, whether it's eliminating processed food from your diet or cutting down on the amount that you eat. You know, commit to small things every day.
When you start to feel better, when you, and I've heard you recommend this many times, when do you start to expand on what's small? When do you start to take bigger steps? When is a good recommended time? Because, you know, somebody like me, I always suffer from more, more, more. So if I take some small steps and it works, I want to take 10 steps, right? Or if I always like try to do too much too soon. So how do you, as an anxious person, know when to take the next step?
Well, it's going to be a little different for anxious people than it will be for people who don't have anxiety, right? And I think people generally like to be challenged. I think, you know, we develop a sense of self-esteem based on the challenges that we take and the challenges that we succeed at. And so, you know, the more we challenge ourselves, the better we feel about ourselves, about our communities, about, you know, the world just looks better to us. So that's going to be more difficult probably for a person with some innate anxiety, but we're always facing fears and trying to accomplish things in spite of those fears. And this hopefully is not different.
We've had messages on TV from government officials and presidents and impending doom and stark winters of death and all this other stuff. And I'm being serious now without being political, Do you think this is actually a good thing for those with irrational fear to face these things and move forward and then see, hey, it actually is okay?
Look, I mean, I think that that kind of, like, hyperbolic language doesn't really help us. You know, I think that humans in the course of history have faced a lot of adversity, way more than this, and survived as a species. And I think that we will, too. I don't personally feel like messages like that are really very helpful because they're so catastrophic. And that doesn't really feel helpful to me.
The thing is, when I hear stuff like that, those are the same thoughts that somebody like me who suffers from anxiety think to myself at times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything is impending doom. Everything is darkness and death. And it almost like snaps me out of it to hear some of this stuff from somebody else.
Does it?
In a way.
Okay. I mean, in some ways, maybe what you're saying is that it's a little reality testing, although I don't know. I think for a lot of people, right, the more of those kinds of voices there are, you know, that's why some anxiety is inherited, right? Because we just sort of grow up with the anxieties that our parents have. So, you know, I guess everybody has a different perception of that.
We're on the line with licensed clinical social worker Tracy Cardello on 94.3 The Shark, Everything That Rocks. Now, Trace, you know, we happen to have fun, even though we talk about some heavy stuff. And when you and I talk on personal levels, you're a lot of laughs. How do you balance, and how, as a regular person, do you balance all the serious stuff you're always talking about? Like, if I were you, I'd be a raging alcoholic.
I have a really dark sense of humor, and I think that's probably true for a lot of therapists, and probably for police officers and nurses and doctors and EMTs, right? Like, the more of that kind of stuff that you see, the darker your sense of humor gets. And so when you're talking to people, you know, if I'm talking to other therapists or, you know, friends, I can usually say some of the darker things that are on my mind. And it's an opportunity to sort of let off a little steam, because there's a lot of truth in the humor that we use. You know, that's more difficult when I'm talking, you know, to clients or in a more professional setting where I really want to be more measured and more careful about my language.